Some areas of California are being allowed to lift coronavirus-related restrictions, but the limits remain in place in many of the more populated cities and regions. Arizona's restrictions were never as strong, and Governor Ducey is letting the stay-at-home order lapse tomorrow night. That, at least in part, has led a number of Californians to head to a popular western locale in our state, Lake Havasu City. And some residents are concerned that some of the visitors are not wearing masks or practicing social distancing. With me to talk about what's going on in Lake Havasu City is its mayor, Cal Sheehy. Mayor, what did last weekend look like at Lake Havasu with that increased number of visitors?
Yeah, so in the last weekend and in the last several weekends, we've had a lot of visitors visiting our area to experience all that Lake Havasu City has to offer, including the lake, boat launch facilities, campsites along the lake and river areas. And it's been rather busy over the last several weekends here in Lake Havasu City.
And so are these lots of folks that you would see under normal circumstances? Is it, frankly, a lot of people from California who have faced tighter restrictions in that state, to say the least?
You know, it's actually been, like, Havasu City is a well-known area for regional travel. So we have visitors from California, Nevada, certainly from Arizona as well, that are coming to the area to enjoy the lake. So it's been a variety of visitors. And these are visitors that come to Lake Havasu City on a very regular basis. They're just coming at a much larger amount of them are coming at the same time.
Right, because of the fact that there's still those restrictions in place in other states. I'm going to say California again, just because that's the neighboring state for us. Can you give me an idea generally of how the community feels about the folks who are coming and using the lake at this point? Obviously, tourism, great for the area, but there are still people with a lot of health concerns, right? Are you trying to balance that out?
Yeah, it's a real careful balance. Lake Havasu City has always been a very special place for visitors. And in Lake Havasu City, we love our visitors and we can't wait for the days ahead to be able to welcome them back. But balancing that with the public health emergency we have right now with the pandemic, it's been a very careful balance to ensure the health and safety of our citizens during this process so that we can be healthy once again and be able to invite those visitors back to our community.
I wanted to point out just demographics. Approximately one-third of residents in the area are over 65, and that, based on certain numbers we've seen, that puts them more at risk for COVID-19. Have you heard anything more from folks who are of that age group who are maybe concerned about the influx of visitors?
Yes, we've had some concerns from citizens, and we tried to navigate those as those concerns come through. Early on in the pandemic, when Governor Ducey issued his stay-home order, we issued a statement asking our visitors to please stay home during this time and that we look forward to the days ahead when we can safely invite our visitors back again when the health and safety of our citizens is not at risk.
If you could take the step of keeping visitors away, would you have wanted to take stronger action? Would you have wanted the council to take stronger action?
It is part of a balancing act. And I think that most of our visitors have been very responsible and have understood our request to ask them to stay home and stay in place. You know, right now during the pandemic, it is not the time to move about. It's to stay close to where you are and follow the executive order of Governor Ducey if you're an Arizona state resident or your governor's executive orders. And so we've been having that careful balance. And again, most of our visitors have been very responsible and have canceled their plans or suspended their plans in favor of travel in the future months.
Has it been fairly comfortable when there's been disagreement? Has it been tension-filled or has it been somewhat sensible?
You know, this whole process, I think, has been full of tension and anxiety and the unknown for many people. And so we've seen folks that had fear and frustration and anxiety and now are moving to the area where they're losing patience. And so it's been a balancing act as we navigate through this process of the closures of our state and now the soft reopening based on Governor Ducey's guidance.
There is great uncertainty for all of us at this point. Are there things you think about going forward that maybe you and other members of council, you and other people involved in the resort industry, for example, are going to say, okay, we've learned some things, learned some innovations, anything going through your mind at this point yet?
Yeah, certainly there's been a lot of things that have been learned for our community and to ensure the health and safety of our citizens and also our visitors. And a lot of that starts with education and talking to our citizens and to our visitors about proper hygiene and following the CDC guidance when it comes to group sizes and events and activities. There's been many lessons learned and a lot of innovations in our businesses locally, all the way from curbside and delivery services for on the food service side to shopping by appointment on the retail side. So there's been many lessons that have been learned and I believe will be carried forward as we safely reopen Arizona and reopen Lake Havasu City.
Do things usually go pretty well for you tourism-wise in the summer? Are you concerned at all that the pandemic fell during a time where maybe you would have had a lot more visitors? So can you give me just kind of a look ahead for the summer, what you're hoping for?
Yeah, the summer is traditionally our busier season. So we have a year-round destination here in Lake Havasu City. We're very fortunate for that. In the summertime, it's primarily families and boaters that like to enjoy the lake and all that that has to offer. And current indications look like the folks that generally visit our area in the summer are continuing to do so as far as reservations and their look ahead. And we look forward to the days that it's safe to be able to welcome those visitors into Lake Havasu City.
That is Mayor Cal Sheehy. He is mayor of Lake Havasu City. Mayor, thanks very much and be well.
Thank you. You as well.